What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and an absolutely insane pre-election weekend. It is not going to let up. If anything, it's going to be getting more and more and more intense. The hacker attacks on my server are escalating. They're trying new tactics. It's insane out there. There's a flood of total nonsense being poured onto the web, trying to keep everybody confused. They're trying to replay the stained blue dress distraction. Hillary is trying to keep people from paying attention to what's coming out of WikiLeaks and the new resuscitated email investigation by dangling Jeff Epstein's orgy island at people. And so they're going to be doing all of that. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Now, needless to say, following last Friday's announcement that the email investigation was being reopened on the basis of these 650,000 emails found on Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner's laptop, the Hillary campaign claims they've already looked at all of this stuff and there's nothing to see here. But Judicial Watch is confirming that on that laptop, what was classified information. They don't know how much yet, but they've already identified some of it. And it's not supposed to be there. It's a crime just having those files on that unsecured machine. So this is really cranking up. On the basis of this new revelation, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is again saying that it's time to stop the classified briefings of Hillary Clinton because she cannot be trusted with classified information. And according to the latest poll numbers, she's not likely to be the president, no matter how much she tries to steal it. We don't want a very angry, annoyed, frustrated Hillary Clinton running around the globe getting $1 million a speech in possession of classified information. Story coming out of WorldNet Daily, biggest scandal in U.S. history about to break. And what they've discovered, this is actually coming out of Judicial Watch again. They're looking at these emails, and they're discovering that Huma Abedin, while she was at the State Department, was emailing copies of this material to her Yahoo.com email address. That's a tacky no-no. This appears to be the pipeline by which copies of all these documents migrated onto that laptop into her life insurance directory. So that is getting very, very intense. And again, it's all illegal. It's all Title 18 violations. And clearly there was intent. All right, let's take a couple of quick phone calls. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First, on a lighter note, I'm still laughing from that comment you made yesterday about your home decor being early Salvation Army. That was great. I know you've been a magician before, but have you ever worked as a comedian?
I actually did. I tried stand-up for a little while, and I actually shared a stage with Billy Crystal at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Wow.
But I had a lot more fun as a magician, so I didn't stick with it. But, you know, I used to do screenwriting, and I wrote comedies and everything, and I had a couple of things optioned. Then I got ripped off by a producer at Columbia, and I kind of just said, all right, I don't want to deal with that stuff anymore, and I went on to do other things.
Wow. Okay. Do we know Huma Abedin's present location, where she is, if she hasn't skedaddled to Saudi Arabia or somewhere else?
I certainly am not privy to her current location any more than I am Brian Pagliano. The word we have is that Huma is talking with the FBI, that her lawyers are negotiating an immunity deal. Anthony Weiner is fully cooperating, which is why they were able to just go in, find these emails, and despite Loretta Lynch, they didn't need a warrant to look at them because Anthony said, here, whatever's on the machine, go ahead, help yourself.
Right. And then lastly, Mike, just to change the subject, have you heard the latest news about the North Dakota pipeline, how Obama's, I don't know, he broached the subject, broached the possibility of it being the route being moved, being changed, rather?
Well, I think that would be a smart thing to do. It's gone global. People are looking at this as another classic case of life under fascism here in the United States of America. It would be an easy thing to do. And, of course, complicating it is that we've had yet another gas pipeline explosion that resulted in damage. And it simply underscores the fact that, yes, these pipelines are dangerous. Especially since this pipeline company did not, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, have all the necessary paperwork to be putting a pipeline where they wanted to. And I think that would be the obvious solution. Reroute the pipeline someplace where it's not going to be affecting people. Because the protesters over the pipeline, it's not just the fact that these lands are important to them. The Native Americans take their religiously important lands, very important. Most of them are burial grounds. Okay, how would you feel about an oil pipeline going through your local church's cemetery? So, but it's also, the potential for contamination of their fresh water. And that's something that's been going on a long time. There's a wonderful Val Kilmer movie called Thunderheart. And I think it's one of his best movies. And most people don't know about it. They think of Val Kilmer and they think about Real Genius and Top Gun and the rest of it. But Val Kilmer did this movie, Thunderheart, which was loosely based on real events that took place on an Indian reservation where there was a uranium mining company that was there under dubious legality contaminating the drinking water supply with the runoff from the mining operation, just making people sick. And so these things unfortunately do happen out on these reservations. And these people are right to stand up and defend their lands and say, look, you want a pipeline, take it somewhere else.
No, I agree. I applaud those people and those who've come from outside the area to protest. I think, though, Obama's announcement was only made after I've heard that there was a use of rubber bullets. So maybe these people are being, those police are also being trained by the IDF.
Well, the IDF doesn't train people to use rubber bullets, the big puffy ones. They have what they call rubber-coated ammunition, which is still lethal at short range.
Right.
But a lot of people have shown up to support them. Susan Sarandon was up there. We had a delegation from one of the sovereignty groups here in Hawaii went over to support them. Margot Kidder, you remember her as Lois Lane from an earlier Superman?
Yeah.
She was up there supporting all these people. And the right of the people to determine their own future. We're going to take a second here to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about politics. We're talking about the pipeline protests. And as soon as we're done with that, we're going to be getting back to all the corruption that's coming out of Washington, D.C., because that's where you need to keep your attention right now until Election Day is just this sheer tsunami of corruption and crime that is being revealed. Through all of these various leaks, WikiLeaks, Anonymous, DNC emails, other people are just coming forward anonymously and dumping data onto the net. It's a huge, huge, basically it's a coup within the government. There are just enough people inside the government who realize that if Hillary is allowed to steal the election and continue things as they are, the entire government will collapse and they'll all be out of work. So that's why we're seeing literally a faction fight within the U.S. government right now.
Mike,
okay?
Thanks for playing that that quote from Good Will Hunting yesterday. It was great.
It was, and I found the video of it, and I posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. So if you want to scroll on down, to one, like yesterday's page or something, you can see it again. It is a very, very good quote, and it really sums up the reality of what U.S. foreign policy has been.
Does. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Steve?
Yes. Aren't you Steve? Aren't you Steve?
Yeah, I didn't hear that last part there. Yeah. Question. After Donald Trump's rally in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, they had a couple other speakers come after him, some physicians. They talked about Obamacare. In certain states, they were talking about a 46% increase, other states much higher. My question was, I'm just kind of confused of why there's a variance of percentage increases. I thought it would be pretty much all the same. So how is that working?
Well, it has to do with the fact that some of the states are operating Obamacare-affiliated exchanges, and they're in varying degrees of economic difficulty. So the increases are basically to cover the losses that they've been sustaining because people are not lining up to buy those Obamacare policies. They're opting to basically pay cash for their medical care and accept the IRS penalty, which is going to get really, really nasty. Because the way the government works is when they come up with a boneheaded, dumb idea, they'll simply tax you until you go along with it so that they can declare it a success.
Right, right. Yeah, I was kind of surprised. He said, I forget what state he said it, but 46% for his state, and some states were higher, 75% higher. And I thought, wow, I kind of thought they'd all be in the same program. You'd have the same percentage in all states, you know.
See, it's not exactly the same program in every state with those state exchanges, half of which have already gone out of business. Plus, you're dealing with the degree of health care needed in the individual states, which varies depending upon quality of living. Out in the rural areas, the costs to the insurance companies aren't as high as they are in the inner cities, and certainly in Flint, Michigan, for example, where there's a lot of illness because of that tap water problem.
Well, it's definitely a program that should be scrapped. It definitely has to be scrapped, no doubt
about it. It may collapse before Trump can even get into office, from what I'm hearing right now.
That's true. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit and get back to some of the news. Senator Tom Cotton is out there basically saying the Clinton Foundation is the largest money laundering operation in the world. This according to a story out of DailyCaller.com. And basically, on Hugh Hewitt's radio show, was saying that this new revived email investigation is going to move forward very quickly, pointing out the same thing that that I'd pointed out earlier on the show. When Hillary Clinton first surrendered copies of her emails to Congress, they were all printed on paper so that people had to sit and read and read and read. It was done deliberately to prevent machine searching. Now they have all the emails searchable on computer, and with modern searching techniques, they're going to get through the 650,000 emails very, very quickly. Given that these appear to be backup dumps of the server, there's probably a lot of duplicates in there, but they're going to be able to search by keyword and find a lot of stuff, and stuff is already coming on out. Like I said, Judicial Watch has already confirmed there was classified information. There is classified information on that Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner laptop. It is not supposed to be there. It is a crime for it to be there. And so everybody's pointing fingers at each other. Now, something that's coming out of WikiLeaks that everybody's trying to distract from is they came up with the email of all of the friendly governments who were on board the clandestine program by President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to create, fund, and train ISIS. Remember, Al-Qaeda was kind of fading away as the enemy we were all supposed to do the two-minute hate on. And partly it's because of the name they chose. Al-Qaeda in Arabic literally translates the base, but in Arabic slang it means a toilet. And whoever put Al-Qaeda together may have been familiar with the Arabic language, but obviously was not familiar with the Arabic culture. And so they needed a new enemy that was going to kill kittens and behead people, pretend on special effects video. And they literally made ISIS. Just like in George Orwell's 1984, the government creates Emmanuel Goldstein to have an enemy to wag at the people, to get them all afraid and obedient and dependent. And apparently this WikiLeaks has put out this email from the State Department showing how many other countries were on board with this covert support for ISIS. And to add punctuation to it, apparently the Iraqi army took over an ISIS military base in Mosul and found it supplied with U.S.-made missiles. And they had a photo showing the label, USA, DOD, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, the U.S. actually created ISIS, just like they created Al-Qaeda, to use as a proxy to wag at you so you'll vote for them. Oh, vote for me, I'll save you from ISIS because they can't come near you or I'll cancel their paychecks or whatever they're going to say here. Now, there is a big push right now, and a gentleman named Dr. Piersznik is at the head of it, where they're talking about the information that is surfacing on this laptop linking a lot of political figures to Jeff Epstein's orgy island and pedophilia and child trafficking and all these other sensational things. Don't fall for it yet. This is a distraction. It's a limited hangout. Admission to a minor crime in order to keep the greater crimes concealed. And I'll give you a recent example, and I've mentioned this before. Back during the Whitewater hearings, Ken Starr dangled this little tawdry sex scandal involving oral sex in the Oval Office, a stained blue dress, and Monica Lewinsky, and the media focused on that, America focused on that, and they never looked at the real scandal behind Whitewater, which was that 1980s CIA gun-running operation into Nicaragua, violation of the Boland Amendment, violation of the Logan Act, and they were funding it all with cocaine smuggled back into the United States of America and sold to your children, primarily in the black neighborhoods. That was the real scandal behind Whitewater. But you're not supposed to see that. You're supposed to just look at the stained blue dress. And they're doing it again. They're going to try and throw out this Jeff Epstein, Orgy Island, Lolita Express, a tawdry little sex scandal to get you looking in the wrong place. And don't fall for it. Because whatever happened on Jeff Epstein's Orgy Island, it doesn't really directly affect your life, does it? But corruption at the highest levels of the federal government, that affects us all. And that's why we have to be looking at that. Now, last Friday, when the FBI came on out and announced the reopening of the email investigation, we saw a lot of entities within the corporate media all of a sudden break ranks. And we saw reports of the WikiLeaks information on the front page of major newspapers. Then by Monday, somebody had yanked a leash and the corporate media was back on board the Hillary bandwagon, except we're still seeing a lot of people straining at their leash. Over at MSNBC, Chris Matthews just went on this very short but to the point rant where if you like where the country is right now, if you like all the wars, if you like Obamacare, if you like the joblessness and everything, then go ahead and vote for Hillary Clinton. But if you think it is we are overdue for some major changes, then you need to go with Donald Trump. Now, Michael Moore, who is a Hillary sycophant, was out there with this bizarre rant about how men have to accept their 10,000-year reign is over. Hillary Clinton is going to be president, and we're going to have a powerful nation under the control of a woman, and it's the first time, and you're just going to have to get used to it. That you're not running the show anymore. Well, I think Hatshepsut, Cleopatra, Empress Theodora, Eleanor of Aquitaine, Isabel I of Castile and Aragon, Queen Mary I, Queen Elizabeth I, Queen Victoria of Great Britain, Catherine the Great of Russia, Olga of Kiev, and the Dowager Empress Cixi of China might have a few choice comments about Michael Moore's grasp of history. Plus, more recently, Maggie Thatcher. People like that. It's not this bizarre black and white men have been in charge and now it's the rise of the woman. And I have sort of this love-hate relationship with Michael Moore because he's made some films I really like. Roger and Me, his first documentary. Huge fan of Canadian bacon. And then he'll come out with this bizarre liberal nonsense that is absolutely not grounded in any kind of reality. And I have to wonder, what drugs is this guy on? And why isn't he sharing them with the rest of the class? Now, there's been another video leaked from Project Veritas. You're going to love this one. It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and I implore you to copy it off and send it everywhere. Major Hillary donor at a Democratic fundraiser saying blacks are seriously messed up in the head. That's not exactly the language he used. The language he used would get the FCC down on our necks. But this one needs to go viral because Hillary is counting on that black vote to put her over the top. And her own supporters are saying these terrible things about the black population. And the voters need to see this. They need to know how Hillary and her supporters really do feel about them. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the FBI all of a sudden is starting to post all kinds of interesting things online. They've posted the files from their first investigation into Hillary's email system. The one that documented the Title 18 violations that James Comey and Loretta Lynch said didn't really come up to the level of prosecutability. It's, you know, it's not worth prosecuting. But we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of existence. So there's definitely a faction fight within the FBI. Now, as you know, earlier this week, the FBI released their file on the investigation into Bill Clinton's pardon of Mark Rich, which was hugely controversial. And they were trying to figure out, what was this? Was there more quid pro quo going on with this thing? And today, the FBI has released their file on Vince Foster, which is kind of an eerie Twilight Zone feel to it. And going through the documents, we're finding that the FBI had information that did, in fact, contradict the official story. There's a reference to the fact that there wasn't a gun found with the body at first. Most of that's been redacted out. And there's a report. We scanned it and put it on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. They had a witness saying that it was a murder, that they saw three individuals in a van. They even got a partial license plate that were apparently down there in Fort Marcy Park planting the body. So somewhere inside the FBI, somebody's made the decision that the Clintons have really had enough fun at all of our expense, and maybe it's time, you know, for them to move along. And, of course, for me and other people like Hugh Turley and Alan Favish and everybody else who's been on this Vince Foster case since the very, very beginning, it's a small but, you know, very welcome vindication that we were right to be questioning the official story all along. Now, I have a question to those of you listening to this program who are with the FBI, and I'm pretty sure you're out there. It's only taken you 22 years to catch up with us in the independent media. Better late than never. Nice to see you. Welcome aboard. Here's my question. What would have happened all the way back in 1994 if the FBI, instead of playing thug and destroying the careers of those who spotted the obvious flaws in the official story, had actually properly investigated and arrested those responsible for the murder of the White House deputy counsel, the highest U.S. government official to die in office since John F. Kennedy? We might have avoided three presidential administrations convinced that they could do whatever they want to do and get away with it, whether it was murdering the White House deputy counsel, lying about Saddam's nuclear weapons to start a war of conquest, or scamming us all with 9/11, or human-caused global warming, or Obamacare. Think of all the pain and suffering that might have been avoided if the FBI had done their job 22 years ago. Just something for you FBI types to be thinking about while you're trying to fall asleep tonight. Now, the scandal we decided was worth a look back was the Jorge Cabrera scandal. And this was a very innocuous moment where there were some photos released showing Al Gore and then Hillary Clinton posed with this very rotund gentleman. But it became a scandal when it came on out that the rotund gentleman was a cocaine smuggler, a very successful one, who was also a heavy donor to Al Gore and the Clintons. And he got his picture taken with then First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton right in front of the White House Christmas tree. And the Justice Department tried to get all the pictures back, but this was already in the age of the internet. Once it's on the internet, it's out there. You don't get it back. But it's another reminder that we have had three decades of government steeped in drug money corruption. Let's take a couple of, well, actually, we're coming up on a commercial break. Then we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Hillary's poll numbers are sliding, to nobody's surprise, everywhere except the corporate media, which is still out there saying, she can do it, she can do it, really trust her, she can do it. Don't look at the web, just listen to us when we tell you she's going to be a great president. Yeah, well, you told us Obama was going to be a great president, too, and look how that worked out. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab some quick phone calls. Jim in Vancouver, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike, I caught you. Maybe I missed a minute or so, but I had heard you mention finally Dr. Steve Pachenik. That's how you say his name.
Okay.
In regard to that second little video that he did on pedophilia, but the big video where he announced the coup by the Clintons and the counter coup by the intelligence community, which he is representing, I didn't hear you talk about. I've been following this guy. I found him through Alex Jones, but I follow his own website for a long time, and I think he's bona fide. He says there's a coup in progress.
We didn't talk about his video, but earlier in the show I said there are clear indications of a faction fight, both within the FBI itself and the federal government as a whole. And
no, that's what this is about.
I didn't hear
the first couple minutes. I apologize.
I'm in agreement on that, okay?
Good, and it's Pachenik.
Pachenik. All right, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch to Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Clint, are you there? Going once? Going twice? All right, well, we're going to go back to the news here. Latest Los Angeles Times poll puts Donald Trump 4 points ahead of Clinton. And the trend is clearly out there. Back on October 25th, Clinton was ahead of Trump by 1 point in the same poll. And now Trump is ahead by 4. Trump widens his lead in Arizona. Trump has increased his lead in Texas to 12. That's getting into the area where vote fraud becomes rather difficult to pull off convincingly, especially with all the Donald Trump supporters wearing red on Election Day. Remember, if you don't have something red, now's a good time to head on down to the shopping malls and get a little something extra for next Tuesday. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mike in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Is this me?
Yeah, this is you. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just discovered your program about a week ago. What a great program. I think you're doing a terrific job. I want to make a comment about the FBI Director James Comey, his statement he made on July 5th, 2016. I looked it up. I was looking at it. Now, this is a partial quote. Okay, quote, "There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling a very sensitive, highly classified information," end of quote.
Yes.
Now, I've got a question for James Comey and by extension, Hillary and everybody who's listening. Okay. And I learned this from Trey Gowdy. He's a very knowledgeable person. Okay.
Yes.
What is the difference between being extremely careless and grossly negligent? Because intent to harm the country is treason, according to Trey Gowdy. So,
let me back up here a little tiny bit, because FBI Director James Comey was trying to put a fast one over on the American people by saying they didn't have any evidence that Hillary Clinton intended to do wrong. But that is not required under Title 18. Under Title 18,
exactly.
Section 793, it says specifically, exposure of national secrets through negligence is a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a permanent ban on holding any public office. And so that was where Comey was kind of fibbing a little tiny bit. Intent is not needed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the phony little phrase is extremely careless. Okay, because Trey Gowdy was asking, what is the difference between grossly negligent, which is a crime? According to the statute, grossly negligence is a crime. It's not treason, but it is a crime. It's a lesser crime under treason. Okay, that's the point Trey Gowdy was saying. He asked a question. What is the difference between extremely careless, James Comey's words, and grossly negligent? He says there is no difference.
No, there is no difference
here.
I mean, the difference is if Comey says extremely careless, he gets to go on living. If he says grossly negligent and we're charging her, then he's going to die under suspicious circumstances.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you think James Comey's I know you can't read his mind, but what's the motive here? What's going on? Is this guy being blackmailed? I know there's a coup going on inside I've heard about it, the FBI. They're fighting each other, and maybe there's pressure putting on. What do you think's going on here?
Well, what's going on here is we have a government that has, for the last 30 years at least, and probably even longer than that, been steeped in drug money corruption. Both the Bushes and the Clintons trace their political fortunes back to that mid-1980s CIA gun and drug running operation to Nicaragua out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. And basically, not too long ago, there was a bank, HSBC, was caught laundering drug money.
Right.
And they got a sweetheart deal from the then-U.S. Attorney for New York for a deferred prosecution, meaning they're not actually going to take the case to court in exchange for a small settlement, which amounted to about 5 weeks of HSBC's profits. Now, the U.S. Attorney for New York, who gave them that sweetheart deal, was Loretta Lynch, who was then promoted to Attorney General for the entire country. And on the board of directors of HSBC, while all this was going down, was James Comey.
Oh.
So that is what's linking it all together. Is the drug money corruption. And it all centers on that Clinton Foundation.
Wow. So James Comey, the FBI director, has got his finger in this pie.
Well, yeah, and he's got a lot of company. He's got a lot of company in there as well. And it is. It's one big cross-connected Gordian knot of corruption. And, you know, it may be that the only solution to it is going to be the one that Alexander the Great had.
Okay. James Comey should recluse himself. The Attorney General should recluse herself for the little incident on the tarmac.
No. They're making the big bucks for standing up there and protecting, you know, the narcocracy. That's their job. That's why they have these high positions and really large paychecks. Their job is to prevent the rule of law in this country when it comes to the narcocracy.
So unless there's a independent investigation going on by an outside independent source, It's like the wolf guarding the hen house. How can this dam break? How can we get around this?
Well, after it all comes crashing down the way the Soviet Union did, I suggest we convene a revolutionary tribunal and hunt all these people down and put them on a trial in a people's court, saying you misbehaved. We're gonna do, you know, we're gonna make you all poor, because nothing hurts a money junkie more than making them be poor like ordinary people. Take away all their money, put them in Section 8 housing, give Hillary a job cleaning toilets somewhere, minimum wage. That is a fate worse than prison, worse than death.
Yeah.
But that's what they deserve.
All who run for president, I'm reading this off my little syllogism here, my sorites, all who run for president will lie. All who lie will be found out. All who are found out will lose credibility. All who lose credibility will lose trust. Okay, now this is why government cannot be trusted, because the politicians, this is what our founders said, they must be chained down with checks and balances.
That's right.
So I think that, you know what, I think if we look in the mirror, I think who's got the blame for this is really us, the people.
I disagree.
Okay.
We didn't do anything wrong. It was done to us.
Okay.
We are the victims here of a gigantic swindle that's been going on for close to 100 years to take this republic that was created by the founding fathers and turn it into a plantation of debt slaves for the private central bankers. Anyway, Mike, I've given you enough time. We got to get back to the news here. Did Clint ever come back? No. Okay. All right. So we're going to go on back to the news here. All right. WRAL poll. Trump is charging ahead in North Carolina. And here's where it gets a little interesting. The other day I was talking about the Daybreak poll out at USC and the breakdown in demographics, where Hillary's support is primarily among young people who are not old enough to remember how corrupt Bill Clinton's presidency was, let alone his term as governor of Arkansas. And that is some of her strongest support. In the latest poll, the millennial voters are turning away from her. That's a big part of her support. Along the black voters are turning away from her. The woman voters are turning away from her. She's in serious, serious trouble. She's now trailing in the polls. And talk about irony. Now that Hillary Clinton is trailing in all the polls, she's the one out there saying, oh, these are all being rigged. The corporate media has turned on me. They're helping Donald Trump steal the presidency from me, and it's mine. It was promised to me. It's my turn, and blah, 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 blah. But that's more projection is what it is really here. Now, the GOP has come forward alleging major vote fraud once again in Broward County, Florida. The earlier report was that GOP officials had noticed election officials opening the mail-in absentee ballots early. They're not supposed to do that until election day. But they were opening them and seeing what the votes were going to be. And now they've discovered votes for a certain candidate were being set aside without any explanation. In other words, they're going through the mail-in ballots and they're cherry-picking the ones for Hillary to send along forward, and the ones for Donald Trump and anybody else are going to mysteriously disappear. It's right there in front. You know, we're going to be in 2000 again. Both sides are lawyering up. There's going to be challenges. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, which, by the way, with only 8 judges, could theoretically deadlock and tie. we might not actually know who's supposed to be president until Christmas this year. Now, for those of you who were worried about Julian Assange, he's fine. He's okay, even though his internet connection's been cut off by the Ecuadorian embassy. He did a telephone interview with a free software convention today. So he's fine. He's healthy. He's not been kidnapped and being tortured by the CIA or anything like that here. Turning to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. U.S.-supported terrorists have shelled the Russian embassy in Damascus, and this is not the first time. And the United Nations is huffing up and saying, you shouldn't be doing that. We're, diplomats are supposed to be immune. And, of course, obviously the U.S.-supported terrorists want Russia out of Syria because Russia's just spoiled the whole game. And, again, we know the U.S. is supporting these terrorists because every time the Syrian government forces or the Russians overrun one of these ISIS military bases, they find it stockpiled with American weapons. So I want you to think about something very carefully. What we have here is at the same time that we were all being told ISIS was this horrible enemy, this terrorist group that was going to invade our country and do all kinds of terrible things, park in the handicap spots or whatever else they were going to do. They were actually working for the U.S. government, for President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who were spending your taxpayer dollars to send the machinery of death to ISIS, who would then use it on civilians in countries that have not done anything to us at all, other than live over valued natural resources. Now, treason, a lot of people are throwing that word around rather recklessly, so let's go back to its definition. The actual legal definition of treason is providing aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. We are in the middle of a war on terror. ISIS are the terrorists. Obama and Hillary and a bunch of their cronies, now leaked out by WikiLeaks, have been providing aid and comfort to that enemy during that time of war. That's it. They have created treason. Now, from their point of view, it was all just smoke and mirrors anyway. That ISIS is actually working for the U.S. foreign policy, so they're not really an enemy. We just told you they were the enemy. And when, you know, when you ordinary people lie, it's a crime. But when the government lies to you, well, that's just politics. You should just expect that. We actually got that from one of these State Department spokesmen coming on out and saying, of course we're going to lie to you. That's our job. Now, Amnesty International has issued yet another warning about white phosphorus being used by the Iraqi forces in Mosul are going to cause civilian suffering. Now, if you're not familiar with white phosphorus, it's actually banned as a weapon. It's only allowed if you need to create a smoke screen during a retreat. But unfortunately, we've seen time and time again where it's being used as an incendiary bomb to simply set fire to huge swaths of residential neighborhoods. Israel was doing that to Gaza. We've seen it being done by the Saudi forces in Yemen. And it's terrible stuff. If it gets on you, there's no way to put it out. You can't throw water on it. You can't put a fire extinguisher. It'll go on burning right down to your very bones. It is one of the worst, most horrible weapons that can be used against a civilian population. And, gee, I wonder where the heck the Iraqi forces are getting all this white phosphorus. Probably the same place that ISIS was getting all those missiles. Now, it has reached a point where the International Criminal Court is about to open a probe into war crimes committed in Afghanistan by the United States government. It's about time, I think. The U.S. is continuing to rattle their sabers all over the globe, and they have sent an SSBN, the USS Pennsylvania, to visit Guam. This is the first time a nuclear ballistic missile submarine has been sent that far to the Western Pacific since the 1980s. We had one here in Pearl Harbor for a while, mostly because it suffered a mechanical breakdown and needed to put in someplace for repairs. But these are very expensive assets. They are carefully guarded. Generally, their locations are not being revealed. So they're making a statement. The U.S. is making a statement by publicly putting on display an SSBN nuclear ballistic missile submarine in Guam. It's a warning to China, is what's going on. 24 Trident missiles, eight warheads each. You can work out the math. It's World War III in a can. Just one of those nuclear ballistic missile submarines has more explosive power than every single bomb dropped in World War II put together, except, of course, for the ones over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every day.
Welcome back to the show here. Getting on back to the election fraud uncovered in Broward County, Florida. The GOP is filing a lawsuit. Apparently, the election officials got caught opening up the mail-in ballots, which they're not supposed to be doing ahead of time, and literally throwing Republican ballots away. This is a travesty. If Donald Trump succeeds in overcoming the election fraud next week, my next big project is going to be a complete scrubbing out of this crooked election system. I know we can have honest elections. I know how to do it. We have 2 years to get an honest election system back into this country and get this country back under the control of the people. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Bit of a semantic problem for you. Nobody can or will be charged with or convicted of treason, because treason is a war crime, and war in this context means that there is a declaration of war pending. The peacetime analog of treason is espionage. Okay, so these people could be charged with and convicted of and punished for espionage. This country hasn't declared war on anyone since World War II. That was part of the whole policy of police actions under the UN in Korea and police actions in Vietnam. And now we have these nondescript, proxy wars in foreign lands overthrowing countries without declarations of war. So we should be talking about getting these people brought up on charges of espionage, because they
You're not going to get an argument from me. You're not going to get an argument from me. I think one of the reasons they're circling the wagons around the email scandal as much as they are is that Hillary Clinton was replaying the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations, her weak email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. It's too obvious for her not to be doing it, especially since the Clintons have done it at least once before that we know of.
Right. And the absence of a declaration of war is also the reason why Barack Obama is not the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. The last president to function in the role of commander-in-chief of the Armed Forces was Harry S. Truman, because that was when a declaration of war was pending. And since the time of Harry S. Truman, nobody, none of the presidents, has actually legitimately, according to the Constitution, had the role of commander-in-chief of the armed forces. The commander-in-chief is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And they love when we scream treason because they know that they can't be touched by it. And I'm so tired of this commander-in-chief. He's sure as heck not my commander. He's my employee. And he's not the commander of anybody in the military either. And they just don't want to, they de-emphasize this stuff and don't want us to think about it or know it.
Well, I think that's an important distinction, is for the military to understand the president is not their superior commanding officer. Thanks an awful lot for that. We're going to let you go. We have another caller waiting on the line, but we're going to have to hold that until after we do our station identification for the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.